So, what's good, people? Tuned into Roisy Rothschild, just sitting here chilling in the kitchen, putting things pen to paper, know what I'm saying? Just want to talk about a few things. First one, obviously I'm going on tour. I'm a music artist, rap artist. I've got a tour on the 27th of April, running through till the 6th of May. Doing Liverpool, Chorley, Leeds, Widnes, Newcastle. Really excited about doing Newcastle, and obviously we're just promoting the new single as well. It's called Just Like Iced Tea off the Celeb Name Drop LP, and with this song I just wanted to test out some of me lyrical content, rhyme schemes and style, because obviously on the album I've done that many different rhyme schemes and styles on it, just to obviously stretch myself. Yeah, the album itself, the Celeb Name Drop LP, basically on every song we name drop someone famous or one of my idols. You got songs like Jay-Z's Money, where I'm just rapping about, you know, what I'd do if I had Jay-Z's money. You got songs like Eminem Effect, which is me just going on about, you know, been rapping for 20 years, type of effect it's had on me. And you got songs like No Kanye West, which is just like talking about, you know, with all the stuff that's been going on in my life, like I'll never end up in the loony bin, know what I'm saying? So, but obviously keeping shit real, keeping shit honest, fuck these fucks, know what I'm saying? But yeah, the album, it's coming out soon, it's definitely coming out with 8 tracks in. Got some sick collabs on there with likes of Colleen Lucretia, Cash Pound Notes, a few other artists as well. And basically, you know, the album's coming out, this music video to Just Like Iced Tea. You can go scope the music video to Eminem Effect. That's out now as well. Obviously, good video produced by FMK. Good single as well. So check that out, produced by Vex Blazer. And, you know, we're moving forward with this album. It's my second album. First album was called An Only Child LP, which was me just, you know, talking about growing up, situations I was in, obviously how I overcome them situations, and I put it into music. You know, these songs on there about success, like Champagne, and you know, all different types of vibes on there from, you know, from me from when I was growing up. But you know, we got to keep going. Second album, done a mixtape in it. Mixtape was called Silver Shades mixtape. That's gone out, that's sick, it's had loads of radio spins, so make sure you go check that out, that's on YouTube, etc. And yeah, you know, we're plugging away, we've got this tour, more singles coming on, you know. But what I want to talk to you about, I'm an artist, I've been doing this for 20 years, rap music. Obviously started when I was 15, rapping in front of the mirror, as you do. And I've just, you know, progressed every year, got better at rhyming, got better at rapping, flow, rhyme schemes, words, how to put words together, how to rhyme with 2 syllables, 3 syllables, 4 syllables, how to put interchanging techniques, inner rhymes within rhymes as well. So, that, you know, it takes time, it's like studying for a big test, so it takes time to do that. Yeah, but one of the main things that you need as an artist in this industry is confidence, because a lot of people will try to shit on you and will try to fuck you up in many different ways. You know, they will put down your projects and they'll, like, anything that you've got good going on, they will try and make it less of a project than what it actually is. So you gotta have loads of confidence. It takes a hell of a lot of confidence to turn up to a show and perform, but it takes a hell of a lot of confidence to be the headline of the show, and it takes even more confidence to actually be the headline of the tour. So you're going from city to city, you know, you've gotta know and believe in yourself as much as you possibly can. To be confident enough to actually do that, you know. So confidence is a key thing with being an artist. Another thing as well, like, music's changing, and the way we take music now, it's not the way it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Like, artists aren't making money off singles anymore, or albums, you know. The album market is completely gone. Like, people aren't, like, buying albums anymore. It's a single market now. Like, you've got iTunes, Amazon, Tidal, Spotify, so people are just whipping the favourite single, whatever they like, that's in the charts, you know, I'll have that, download that on the phone. So it's more of a singles market than an album market at the minute. And basically, like, due to the way music's being streamed with Spotify, Tidal, you can watch it for free on YouTube, like, people are purchasing music less and less and less and less. So artists aren't making that much money from actual single sales unless you're a major artist. And when I talk major, I'm talking about the likes of, you know, your Cardi B or your Nicki Minaj or, you know, your Led Zeppelin, Eminem, them types of artists. Like, you're the major artist worldwide, like 20 mil plus fan base on social media, that type of thing. Them artists, they're making some money off it, but they're not making what they used to make. That's what you need to understand. So as an artist, you've, in the modern day, you've got to be more of an entrepreneur, not just an artist. Like, what you need to understand is, as an artist, you're a brand, you know what I mean? So you've got to be your own brand. So basically, like, you've got to build businesses off your brand or what represents your brand. So, you know, you need to sit down, you need to have a think, are we going to make money off this? This is what I want to do. I'm going to continue to do this for as long as I can, because obviously this is my passion, this is my life. You know, I'm going to do this. So you've got to build businesses off your brand. So it can be anything, you know, whatever you can think of. You know, think outside the box, whatever you can think of, build your business and run with that and use your music to advertise it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so there's just a couple of tips as well there. You know, get your confidence up, don't be scared to do it. Fuck the naysayers. The naysayers, you can't do that, you can't do that, fuck all that bullshit. Just go out and do it, you know what I mean? What, you've got 40 quid left, use that, you know what I mean? Use whatever you've got to go and get whatever it is you need to get, you know what I mean? Rome wasn't built in a day. Walt Disney went bankrupt 7 times before he built fucking Disney. So, you know, you just gotta move with it. Do you get me? Basically, I just caught wind. Kanye West, he's got a new, two new albums out at the minute. Well, they're about to drop. And I was just saying the other day, I think Kanye's a fruitcake. Obviously, he's a bit mad, but I think that's what's so intriguing about him. Like, he's an artist. He's like a Michelangelo, isn't he? You know, this is why people are drawn to Kanye, because he's not a sheep. He's like, does his own thing, and he doesn't care what people think about what he's doing. He just does it, and the people that are support him are attracted to the things that he does. Know what I mean? So, like, I'm excited for the album. I want to know what type of style of music's on there, who his collabs are, his features are. No, he's just done a song with Kendrick Lamar as well. I need to go and scope that out. But story with Kanye is basically, you know, he was a producer for Jay-Z on Rockefeller Records. And obviously, you know, he wanted to be a rapper, but they weren't going to let him be a rapper, they just wanted him to be a producer. And he basically put that song Through the Wire out on his own, without Rockefeller. Used all his own money and all his old promotion and all his contacts to put that song out. And it wasn't until after the song went out that Rockefeller jumped on it and said, yeah, he's our artist, we're putting that out. So, you know, even in your close circles, like people that you look up to, you know, they could be trying to stop you from from progressing as well. So, you know, you've got to make sure that whatever it is, it doesn't have to be music. It could be anything. You could be a cleaner. You could be a chef. You could want to, you know, build your own pizza business. It doesn't matter what market you're in. There's always going to be someone there that doesn't want you to progress. Maybe it's not that they don't want you to progress. Maybe it's they don't believe in you, so they don't want you to progress, if you get what I mean. So, anyway, they ran with it. Jay-Z, he's like, yeah, he's on Rockefeller Records. And obviously, they ran with it. And that's where Kanye's where he is now. You know what I mean? But hotspot at the minute, I want to talk about one of my favourite artists. When I first heard him, I was like, you know what? Guys, shit, he's crap. Don't like him. It's just all this trap bullshit, fucking nonsense. And then, after listening to more and more and more, the guy's grown on me, and he's one of my favourite artists, and that is French Montana. So go check him out if you don't know who French Montana is. But love his new song. It's called Famous. Really dig the song. I get it. Obviously before that he did that unforgettable song, but he's got a mixtape series as well, which you need to go and check that out with his old compadre Chinks. And obviously that's some sick mixtapes. Loads of good videos there as well on YouTube, so go check them out. But yeah, favourite tune at the minute is French Montana, and that's Famous, so go check that out. But I want to speak about life, struggles, and basically things that you need to be in place for you to be successful, which I've found, you know, maybe it doesn't work for everyone, but it definitely worked for me, and maybe it can work for you. Now, having mentors and idols that you look up to is very important. Basically, my idols are the likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Lee. Obviously, you got Van Damme, you got Tupac, Notorious B.I.G., you've got Eminem, and many others. You know, these are wrestlers, movie stars, musicians, everything. And you will learn a lot from your idols. One of the things when you have an idol is you need to go and check out their story. And obviously when you do check their story out, these always struggle. You know, like look at Bruce Lee, for instance. Like, basically Bruce Lee, you know, he's moved from China to the United States of America to get away from local gangs in China. And, he set up a martial arts class in his college and, you know, built up a little school there. And then when the Chinese found out that he was teaching them Westerners martial arts, they went ballistic, didn't they? You know, they wanted to get rid of his school, and, they started tarnishing the Bruce Lee name, you know. So he had to deal with all that. And then when he started doing movies, obviously, because everybody knew him as Bruce Lee, every time anyone seen him on a movie set, people kept challenging him to fight him, because obviously they said he was one of the greatest, so they wanted to keep challenging him all the time. And obviously Bruce Lee, his whole life was a struggle, you know. He broke his back, and basically the doctor said you'll never ever walk again, you know. And obviously he walked again. He spent the years after his back broke rebuilding muscle and strengthening up his core and building up, you know. If you want to look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, it's the same type of story. It's different things happening, but it's the same mentality, you know what I mean? Like, an Austrian kid wants to be a world champion weight builder. Everybody saying, oh, you're never gonna do that. And obviously he was in the army, and every day training, not using weights, just using simple things around him to build up muscle, and then eventually move to United States, where he took it even serious. You know, he become the world's, you know, strongest man. And then he said, I'm going to do movies. And when he said, I'm going to do movies, they said, oh, you can't do movies. You know, you're not going to be able to do movies. Look at your accent. And they laughed at him. And then he become the world's biggest action star. So these are pattern. Yeah, you know, so having idols and mentors is key. You need these on a daily basis. Like, basically, you need to be, you know, the first half hour to an hour when you wake up in a morning, you need to be listening to these mentors, you know. So I want to, like, one of the people I listen to, which I want to speak about for a minute, is Tony Robbins. So obviously he was one of the world's biggest paid professional speakers, but you can go check him out on YouTube now. His name's Tony Robbins. Basically, he's grown up in a family with a mum. They were poor, and obviously he's had a really hard life, and now, like, he come to a point where he understood that everything was to do with your mentality. It's about how you look at things. Well, whatever you think is probably going to be right. So, you know, if you think, oh, that can't be done, well then, it can't be done, because you've already thought it can't be done. So, it can't be done, know what I mean? But if you're getting up saying it can be done, it can be done, it can be done, you put on the mentality at place of it can be done. Do you get me? You know what I'm saying, don't you? Like, literally, like, you've got to have this goodness around you all the time. You've got to be listening to mentors. You've got to be socializing with people who you want to be on the level of. You, like, you can't be hanging around with people who aren't going to benefit what your future is about. You know what I mean? So having mentors is very, very important in whatever you do, whatever business it is. You know what I mean? And they always say, well, when's the best time? When's the best time to, you know, to start being an artist, to start a tour, to start a brand? Or, you know, the best time is right now. Right now. Do not waste any time and focus everything on marketing. Advertising is 95% of the problem. You know what I mean? So focus on marketing, marketing, marketing all the time. Every opportunity you get to advertise is an opportunity in business. You know what I mean? But you know, I don't want to go too long-winded with the first podcast, because we've got so much to talk about in the future shows as well. And I want to keep you updated on the things that I've been up to as well. So, you know, like, I've been in the studio, I've recorded 10 collabs over the past couple of weeks with Dante and Mob from London, Evila from Warrington, God of Choices from California. I've got a track coming with Mello from California. I've got track coming with Cash Pound Notes. I've got track coming with Colleen Lucretia. So these loads in the pipeline from me. You know, what I want you to do as well with this podcast, if there's anything that you want me to speak on, you know, tweet me, message me, comment, and obviously we'll see if we can put them in the next show. You know what I mean? But this is all we're doing for now. You know, as I said before, we're on tour, 27th of April, 28th, the 4th, 5th and 6th of May. It's a Northwest tour, Liverpool, going through Newcastle, Widnes, Chorley, Leeds. Tickets are on Skiddle. The new single, Just Like Iced Tea, is available on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal now. Go check that out, go download that. Music video is coming soon. We've got the album, the celeb name drop, LP dropping as well over the next couple of months, with a European and a USA tour as well, so look out for that. But yeah, just, you know, just to keep inspired, stay inspired, stay positive, stay focused, make sure you're putting the work in, you know. So this is Roisey, Peace out, and I'll see you soon. Bless.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.